You don't need to be a big boat to win a couple million dollars.
404 boats of all sizes entered the 46th annual White Marlin Open in 2019, competing for more than $6 million in prizes. But it's a math teacher from Berlin, Maryland, who reeled in the 79.5-pound tournament winner.
Tommy is the first two-time winner.
Tommy Hinkle also took the top prize in 2008.
As far as probability goes, folks, look this one up in the math books. It's a long shot.
And once all the fish were counted, points tallied, and prize money distributed, Hinkle was awarded $1,504,720.
You can be an average Joe, know what you're doing, get out there, and be the luckiest son of a bitch at the same place twice.
Not just a regular Joe, gracious and considerate, when his win was assured because the fish on the last boat to bring in a white marlin was found to be light and there was one boat left waiting for the scales.
I don't want to steal these guys' thunder. They brought a nice fish in.
Hinkle declined immediate media attention.
We'll be right there. We're live. I'll get a couple minutes.
Okay.
And when the tournament's last fish was weighed, Hinkle paused to engage with his mother, who had just arrived to the dock by wheelchair.
My mom's 81. Give me a second, all right?
Absolutely.
We're good.
Got it.
And you see it, Bob.
Leaning down for a hug.
That's some crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Then when Hinkle's win was announced,
tops the tournament with a 79.5-pound white marlin.
He gave credit to the crew.
The first missile, it ain't me. I'm lucky enough to be the angler. The boat, Charlie, Walt, Dave, Sven, Johnny. Everybody plays a part on being on that boat. It ain't me.
From the sandy side of the beach, spectators feel as though they're part of the five-day tournament.
Michael Jordan's boat just came in. It's an amazing-looking 80-foot Viking.
Scouting out big boats and celebrities from camp chairs along the inlet, Karen Bachum of New York and Karen Banak, who owns a home in Ocean City.
Beautiful boat. Catch 23. That's his number.
I think a lot of people attended just to see him and his boat.
Chef Emeril Lagasse also fished the tournament, and while both celebrities were no-shows at the weigh-in dock, a relatively small boat out of Annapolis was in the running for a while to be a daily winner for tuna.
Congratulations on a 53-pound tuna.
Tim Crawford of the Green Turtle competed in the tournament's small boat under 40 category, like the overall winner, Hinkle.
$40,000! It's
heavier catches eventually bumped their tuna out of competition, but Tim's mom, Sarah Crawford, still enjoying the moment.
He's been reeling fishing since he was a little boy, and he's always dreamed of this.
So the next generation of anglers also can dream. Conservation is a big theme here. More than 98% of the fish caught in the White Marlin Open this year were returned to the ocean.
The weather's been great. The fishing has been smoking hot. We're likely to set an all-time record for marlin caught and released.
And the Open supports research by marine scientists who use power tools to collect samples from some qualifying fish.
Hi guys, my name's Brenda. I'm a grad student at the University of Maine.
With the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, Brenda Rudnicki says samples from the inner ear show age. Stomach content suggests populations of other species. Also,
the marlins and the tunas, a lot of them so far have been females, and it's really interesting to see more of one sex than another congregating in one area. And we're not sure why that is, but it's really interesting to note.
Overall, this is a big year for females at the White Marlin Open. In Armendia, pulled in a 91-pound wahoo.
It was the third largest wahoo in tournament history, which is amazing.
In the past, boat companies or other businesses have sponsored awards for lady anglers, but this is the first year awards for the top women are an official part of the White Marlin Open.
Anyone can do it. I mean, you just got to be patient. I think we actually have an advantage over men because we are so patient.
Patience also pays off for spectators who crowd the weigh-in dock, waiting hours for boats to come in from offshore with who knows what.
Even when they come here and they don't qualify, it's still exciting. I've been here like a couple of years, and when they come up, you see the flags on there, you don't know what you're going to expect, but when they finally get here, they put it on the weight, it's the best experience ever. Everybody, the whole crowd gets excited, and then when you see the number, whether it meets it or not, it's still exciting. I love it. I love everything.
Pausing to hear how one of these fish is going to the food bank, Taylor Rogers and Brooke Evans of Salisbury.
Donating this $75,000 dolphin.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's not just about the money. It's about where it's going and who it's benefiting.
That's such a great cause. I mean, to think about every single waterman that goes out there and then brings it in and they get to donate that to the Maryland Food Bank. It's just, it's like the circle of life almost, you know what I mean? And it just makes it feel even better that they came here.
I want to thank all the spectators and all the anglers and everybody else who participated. Thank you. It's been a great week, and we'll see you for 2020 White Marlin Open.
In Ocean City, Christy King, WTOP News.